Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, W, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how. We gon' break it down. We gon' break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy. AJ Disco. AJ Disco. 3 times. And I'm big to them. I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. Well, see, I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
This is A-T-A-Z-P, recorded live. Right now, we're going to drop it. Me and Ro gonna walk out the room, and the next voices you hear is gonna be Bigger the Blacker and Mabel the Jean. Hop.
Are we gonna get something to eat?
As usual. That's all we do. We eat.
Granny, how you doing, girl? It's so good just to see you up in chill.
Hey there, Bigger. I'm just trying to find a place over here to sit. I ain't never been in a place like this before.
Well, I thought you recorded the show the last time you were down here.
No, we was on site somewhere. He had some stuff with him. We wasn't at the... This is kind of, all these buttons and things. I don't remember, but you know I'm old.
Well, yeah, but you're right for me. I won that fight for you, Granny, because you know I love you, girl.
I know. Bigger, we... I'm getting kind of scared. My stomach is fluttering just a little bit. I
can ease that.
I just hope it ain't nothing else, you know.
I hope it ain't either, Granny.
It's a little tight in here to be let loose. But
you ain't lying. I ain't got no gas mask.
It's just so much easier to talk, you know, when you're not right in front of me. I'm just, ooh.
But look, Granny, we need to get together. You need to work this thing out from wherever you living at. Come up to New York. Or I can bring Club Indigo 2 down to wherever you're at.
Well, you know, for real, Bigger, because you know, you're such a fine man, and Granny can go anywhere. Wherever there's a mailman, that's where my check can go. So I can just pick up and move.
Well, Granny, I got something to say to you, and it's real personal.
What is it, Bigger? Don't be asking me what size bra I wear.
I got, no, I can tell. I got x-ray vision. I'm like Clark Kent with it.
You can see some pants.
I'm Clark Kent with it.
Superman.
No, Man of Steel, Man of Steel. You can feel. But listen here, Granny. I got a question for you.
What is it, baby?
I got something in my pocket here I need to pull out. Let me get
you
on.
Over there.
Let me get on
pocket.
Down. Let me
is
get
it
on
one
down.
Of them Susan B. Anthony quarters?
Yeah, whatever you want to say it is. Let me get on one knee. Granny.
What you looking for?
Granny, would you marry me?
Yeah, hell, you know I would marry you today, right now, bitch. Wait, let me breathe. Let me breathe.
You all right, Granny?
See, I haven't used this inhaler thing for like 2 months now.
You got me dropping my mic. You all right?
Bigger, don't be playing. Don't be playing.
I'm not playing this because I told Taze that I was serious about this and I wanted to do it live on his show. So I'm asking you. Will you marry me, Granny?
Bigger, I know I said yes, but let me just take that yes back real quick just for a second. Let me see the ring again. You dropped it. Where'd it go?
Wait a minute. It was my shoe. Wait. Oh, here it is.
Oh, yeah. It's big enough, Bigger. Yes, baby. But bigger, yes,
is that
baby.
Yes?
I love you too, Bigger.
You will marry me.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. We can get to know each other.
This is TAZ of ATAZ Live on Blog Talk Radio, also on atazp.com. Got a lot of spots, don't I? I'm glad to say that Rolanda 700 is the first one here for this year's fifth annual ATAZP house party. She came early for the eating. You didn't want to miss no food. Nigga, go on, say something. Let people know.
No, see, this is what I was going to say, but you already busted me out before I could even open my mouth. I was going to say, this year I was here primarily just for the company of the ATAZP family, and food was not heavily prevalent on my mind.
And she lied. You lie so gracefully. For the ATAZP family. Hell, there ain't no family here except me. The family coming later. Them niggas come. Gina L. come in tonight. Ron L. come in tomorrow.
Friday.
Along with my sister.
Your sister comes Friday.
Let me see. hopefully Jerry be with him.
Jerry Bear coming Friday or not?
We don't know because I text Ron and Ron ain't never texted me back.
I told you not to text Ron.
I know, but I can't. I didn't text Jerry because Ron is the one working on him.
Let me drink some Plum Smart. Hold on.
And we are Plum Smarting today. Plum Smart is the heavy and the best alternative next to milk or magnesia.
Good. The next 180 moment is going to be about natural alternatives.
Have you had fiber in your life? I can see it already.
We're going to talk about natural alternatives.
Well, bro, it's good having you here.
It's always good to be here, Taz. I love being here. It's a fabulous mansion. It's lovely to be in TAZville.
No, this ain't no mansion. It's a mansion.
I'm in the hood. It's a mansion.
Mansion. You got to mention. You got to. You got to mention it to
mansion.
Other people.
Look, a mansion.
A mansion.
Look, they gonna like. Where was you at? When I get back, I'm not gonna say I was in the mansion because when I get back to the hood, I'm like, I was in the big house. No. It's always good though, Taz. It doesn't seem like it's been a year.
It's been that long. It's been that long because every other year I was gonna do a conference, but
the July thing.
Yeah. I may have to start that back up when we move to D.C. because there are a lot of artists that I know up in D.C. and New York, New Jersey, all that area.
D.C. is drivability, man. I could drive to D.C.
Yeah, instead of fly.
Yeah.
So what about Granny? How is she doing? And she takes another swiggle of this Plum Smart, drinking it like it's Alize, y'all.
I got a Plum Smart cocktail. Granny is good. Granny's good. You know.
Yeah, it threw up.
We did. She's good. She's good. She'll be here.
Okay. What about her? Still, she's still procrastinating with Bigger the Blacker.
Look, I'm trying to kind of stay out of that because we start getting into your family's business, and then when things don't go right, and they go to talking stuff, and then you go to agreeing with them, then they change their mind, and they're mad at you. So I'm really trying to stay out, but when I see her, I'm going to ask her. I'll see what's on her mind.
Well, I'm going to interview her later on because they told me that she's in the green room picking over the collard greens.
And some magnificent greens they were.
She's picking over them. Don't give out my secret.
Look,
you can give out the secret. It really don't make no difference. It's jalapeno peppers and tomatoes in some greens no meat.
You're just not listening. No meat, no bacon, no bacon grease, no chicken, no turkey, no smoke, nothing. Not even the fake hickory smoke flavor out the jar. There was nothing. And
Nathan,
I'm here to tell you.
Them greens were smoking.
They
came swinging.
It like they had ham hock all up in the house.
But they ain't had none. So, I mean, it's an easy recipe. 1, 2, 3. You know what I'm saying?
So,
that's all I deal with. Real easy recipes that taste good and
that
enhance
works.
The flavor. Yeah. But Bigger has been bugging me about Granny. He has been bugging me talking about, Taze, when you going to talk to Granny? And I guess he's supposed to be coming through later on. They're trying to separate them. We got the people separating Bigger and Granny from each other because it's about time they get this thing on. It's about time they get married, don't
you
think?
You know what? Here's what I don't understand. They act like they're 12. He talking to you. She talking to this person. They act like they're 12 years old.
They bought in the
70s? Could you 80s? Go tell Jennifer to go tell Holly that I like Sarah? Look, what's up? So maybe they can work this out real quick.
Well, after you...
They're getting old.
After you enter...
Granny need to either step over the broom before she step off.
She better step over, huh?
Yeah.
They going to have to wheel her over. But I'm going to interview Granny, and you're going to interview, and you're going to interview.
You know I wheeled her to the one little show thing you had that one year.
Well,
praying that year.
I remember when I interviewed her, I said, she told me she was in a wheelchair. I said, what's wrong, Granny? She said, I'm that old. Just old.
I shouldn't have the maid. I love my granny, but okay, come on.
And also, Bigger said, said he will sit down and let you, Rolanda 700, interview him.
Which, well, I'm going to have to put my professional side on and try not to be biased in any way and not go to ask him for W-2s and bank statements and that kind of stuff.
He did. He did give her a ring, though. He did give her a ring, and she accepted the ring.
Do you know where it is?
Hey, I'm going to ask Granny.
Okay.
I hope she don't pull it from her bosom.
Let me turn this one around on my hand. Okay.
But what we're going to do right now, we're going to go into a song, a Rolanda 700 song, and then I guess we're going to, after that, we're going to do a ATAZP house party performance by somebody. And then we're going to come back, and Granny will be in the house, y'all. That's what they're telling me. Granny will be in the house. I got to tell her to wipe that wing juice off her mouth, but she'll be in the house.
Wing juice or green juice?
Whatever. She probably got both.
She's eating it all, huh?
Dip it high, dip it low, on the floor, baby. Dip it high, dip it low. Dip it high, dip it low, on the floor, baby. Dip it high, dip it low. Dip it high, dip it low, on the floor, baby. Dip it high, dip it low. Black hat, black mask on the dance floor, cause I gotta feel that I can flow. Hand swing to the left, to the right, let them niggas know I can go. Come on, let's do it, let's get it poppin', baby. Come on into it, big butts are droppin', baby. I feel that a freak on the floor wanna get with me one time. I got to let her know that I can dip it low with mine. This beat makes your head move. Snap of the drum in your back. Back. Keep it steady, ever ready. Dip it low, don't slack. Dip it high, dip it low. On the floor, baby. Dip it high, dip it low. Dip it high, dip it low. On the floor. Baby, dip it high, dip it low.
I started dipping on the floor and saw this nigga looking at me. I grabbed him by his waist and you know I got it cracking. I turned around and he said, girl, who is you? They call me Leah Savage, but you could call me Boo. So I took a chance, figured he would be my man by the end of the dance. So you know I started twerking, dipped it low and took a stance. Made a roll and grabbed his hands, got these girls getting mad. Hey, no way I did. Man, I ain't gonna even trip, cause all it is talking shit. Come on, boy, let's take a trip. Travel in the foreign lands, Canada, straight to Japan. Fell in love with how I dance. Turning flips every time I dip, pop it, all to do is flip. Twist my hips and lick my lips, lean and rock a joint and click. Dropping hard or walking it, the way I move is scandalous. Tell me, can you handle this? Don't have no time for amateurs, cause I hit every chance I get.
Dip it high, dip it low, on the floor, baby. Dip it high, dip it low. Dip it high, dip it low, on the floor, baby. Dip it high, dip it low. Dip it high, dip it low, on the floor, baby. Dip it high, dip it low.
Next, we got Mark Lacey coming up too.
All right.
Coming
while,
up, Mark Lacey.
While Mark is coming, we have a CD case over here somewhere that has CDs in it. We'll bring it out here. So please find the song so that you can sing karaoke with us. All right? Drink. Hey, the more you drink, the better we sound.
And when we're making love, I'm not trying to say that I'm a bomb, but I want you to log into my spirit and make sure you visit www.marklacey.com.
Uh-huh.
That way I know I can keep you turned on, see, baby.
Well.
It's all about the poetry.
Okay.
See?
Go ahead.
I want my poetry banging you like a porn flick and licking you in all of those sensitive places, causing you to make the ugliest of faces. And when you awaken the next morning on your bedspread, you'll find traces of serendipity drops. Because your G-spot got hopped and exploded, and my lyrical Tech 9 was locked and it was loaded. And when you saw that it was cocked, you applied the saddle and you rode it. And all the next door neighbors heard was bam, bam, bam. And the words that left the lips of your mouth reeked, damn, damn, damn. You said, Mr. Poetry Man, cut me no slack. Let me turn around and let the poetry just hit me from the back. And that's the type of impact I want my poetry to have, see. Okay, baby, let's go to the bar. You want a drink? Bartender, I like to order 2 chocolate Hennessys. And while we await our drinks, let me show you how I think, see? A fifth of me I'm pouring all over you. Mahogany cognac flowing down your back. Contracepting ill vibes in the tides of propylac. Intoxicating choco spirits lull you into a stupor. Landed in all of those hot spots like a special forces paratrooper. Camel morsel snots, they burst onto the scene as you lay face to face with steaming VSOP. Cavassier all on dead derriere. As dreamy in your eyes as you stare. Picturesque crests are peeking as macchiato's bravado induces liquors leaking. Cafe cream dement is the scent between your thighs. Vodka cappuccino mocha is the color of your eyes. Hershey's detox rehab, it grips my vice like pliers. And every time I kiss you, I need a mwah, designated driver. Your hair's a brandy brown as I drown in that sweet Jack Daniel's tea that's way too milky. Tequila toffee like coffee's caffeine makes me seem. As that hazelnut toenail polish shines with the sheen of a true ebony queen. And as I awaken from my dream, the next time I have a Choco Henny attack, I'll take that Grey Goose and put that yak back. But back to the lecture at hand. Mama, you're so fine, for you I'll flow in seconds. Let me sex your mind and maybe I can get you pregnant. And while you produce the twins, we can watch the sperm and the egg do their do. Do their do. Like Pepsi, I'm your choice of a new generation. Like Haitian refugees, we can swim the 7 seas. Searching for sweet freedom. Searching for sweet freedom. And like Hitler and Mussolini, I could be your love dictator, see? In your body, I'll cherish it, I'll honor it, I'll never disrespect it. But at the same time, I want to slap it up, flip it up, and rub it down, rub it down. Oh no, you're my queen, you're my destiny, I'll never treat you like a trick. But mommy, tonight I got to let you know I'm working with a magic stick. Oh, I got the magic stick, and I want to lick lollipops in your candy shop while we make love in the drop top. So I can keep you looking so you can see what's cooking in my crock pot. And I'm sorry that I keep stuttering, but my mind keeps envisioning me buttering you up on love's rotisserie. And as you're turning the burning, it increases, but the yearning, it never ceases to amaze me. Cause lately I've had the strangest feeling about this dealing with my mahogany epiphany and sealing our union via holy matrimonial communion. And I don't mean to digress, but would you please meet me at the altar in your brown dress? Let me guess, you want me to do a taste test. Woman, don't you come at me with that waist below mess. How do I know that your chocolate won't start leaking and you're causing his brother to start reaching his peaking like I got Viagra just streaking through my veins, streaking through my veins. And this IV, it's driving me insane and I'm hooked like I'm on some cocaine. Now I need some intervention, not to mention some nutmeg and a keg to release the tension. And if I should ever come clean, I've got to mention, it is you for whom I fiend. It is you for whom I fiend. And now that I've witnessed your mahogany epiphany, it is your mahogany epiphany that has induced me to kick this litany of words, this litany of words. And I just pray that my words will be the birds which fly your mahogany sky. Thank you. All right, y'all. This is my new baby right here, Rock and Fire Love Poetry from the Core. We have a TAZ house party discount going on tonight. Only $10. Only $10. Also have my spoken word CD on sale for $5. All right.
We are back, and this is TAZ on ATAZP Live Block Talk Radio. We got in the house, Rolanda 700's grandmother. What's her name? Mabel Jean Hopper. Granny is in the house.
Boy, I think you need to put a handle on that. Don't be just calling me Mabel Jean. That's Miss Mabel Jean, Grandma Mabel Jean.
Oh, my bad.
You need something on that.
I'm sorry, ma'am. How have you been?
Like you ain't been grown up proper. I'm good. I'm just blessed. I'm still here. The Lord is blessing me. And I'm just not going to complain, child. I'm just not complaining about how I'm feeling right now.
Well, Granny,
because, you know, my knees been hurting me and my back.
Your
and,
knees?
Oh, yes. You know, back in about 42, I had a little issue. But it's
42?
Okay. But I'm doing good, baby. I'm doing good.
So, Granny, you know the main question I got to ask you. I asked your granddaughter, what's up with Bigger the Blacker? I mean...
Child, listen here, baby. One thing about Granny. If you want to know something about Granny, you need to come straight to Granny. I'm not going to say get it out the horse's mouth because I don't want to refer to myself as some kind
of
animal.
The whose mouth?
The horse's mouth. But
you mean horse, right?
That's what I said, baby. The horse's mouth.
Okay.
So if you want to get something about Granny, you need to come to Granny. Look, I tried to keep... I love my granddaughter, Rolanda 700, but she could be a little evil helper sometimes. So I try to... Like,
a what?
Like,
a lazy helper?
I said evil.
Oh.
So I try not to get her involved in my business because I know y'all good friends, and, you know, just too much family cause problems. But
She sound the same way. She said the same thing.
See, because it's a family thing, baby. It's how it was brought up.
Well,
but,
you still ain't answered the question.
What's
up with you?
What was the question, baby?
Your memory. Your memory and your talking. Granny, what's up with you and Bigger the Blacker? He still want to get and do that thing with you, you know?
Whatever
y'all going to do. I don't know what y'all can do.
You know, you don't need to know everything. But I heard he was going to be here. Is he coming down here?
He's going
to
be
here. He's not going to the other place. He coming to this place or he going
to
the
He's going
to
be
here
to interview with your granddaughter about you. And hopefully y'all agree to see each other.
We could spend a little quality time together and talk and things. Because, you know, he kind of wanted me to do that little camera thing. You know, y'all young folk got that camera thing on,
cam,
little, on that little
video cam. Video cam.
Is that what you call it? And
it's
was,
a computer, Granny. Typewriter.
It looked like a typewriter to me. But I just was kind of scared.
Granny real sick.
You know, see, you shouldn't treat your elder like that. You need to remember,
I'm sorry, old too. I'm sorry, Granny.
But I just didn't like the idea of, you know, my personal pictures just being out there. You know, it's just things out there. And so I need to see him so we can talk.
See, last time I talked to him, me and him got in a fight in studio, and I had to put these D's on him, throw some things on him because he tried to get bad with me. Matter of fact, hold that thought right there, Graham. We're going to come back. I'm going to let the listening audience listen to hear exactly what I did to him during our interview.
Is it like that other fight?
I was winning, Granny.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Granny, that's my girl.
This is ATAZ, recorded live with my guest, Bigger Than Blacker. Well,
what?
Explain that, black man.
About Granny? We just cool, that is all.
Right, right.
I like, I said like now, her company. That is all I gotta say.
Saying you love her and things. Explain it, Blacker.
All right, it's true.
Uh-huh.
Is that the main reason you wanted me on your damn show? It's true, I do love Granny, a.k.a. Grandma of Rolando 700.
So just calm down.
I'm calm. All this about my granny.
So what is it, or how did you actually develop these feelings for Mabel LaJean Harper?
Who the hell you say? Granny, fool. One more outburst like that, and we'll come to blows, young punk.
Please, old man.
What? I'm ready.
Speak on Granny, please.
Okay. Granny means the world to me. I mean, I want her to know I love her with all my might.
Uh-huh.
When I get up in the morning, I think of her. When I go to sleep, I think of her. She is always on my mind.
Are you willing to marry Granny?
Yeah, chump. I gave her a ring on your show. She's been wearing that thing for 2 years.
You're not worried about Dirk?
Dirk? That punk, I fought in a boxing match in Las Vegas?
Yeah,
what?
Him.
What?
We have technical difficulties. We'll bring you back.
Why would I ever be worried about some punk named Dirk?
Because he still loves Granny.
You did tell me you were doing comedy also.
Oh, you're funny.
Dirk will always love Granny.
Uh-huh.
The question is, does Granny love him? I doubt it. Next question, punk.
One more punk, old man.
Right.
You are engaged to Granny, so we want to know, when will you marry her?
I don't know.
Come on, old fool. We need a real answer.
I might not never marry her if I just choke a young guy's neck off for calling me a fool.
I guess this may be my last show, because I'll be beating down an old man.
Is that your phone?
Granny sent me a text and said for me to chill and you to quit the stupidness. Answer the question about marrying her.
Let's do this as soon as we can, Granny. You hear that? I'm ready to speed and spend the rest of my life with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm here on Taz Radio Show saying to you, I want to marry your nail.
Uh-huh. There you have it, folks. Granny Big wants you for his wife.
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna knock an old fool out.
You ain't shit.
Why you cussing?
I cuss.
Why
I
you
hope
cuss?
Granny heard that shit too.
Old ass bitch.
Oh, you gonna call me some names?
Oh
now.
Yeah, that's right.
Why you think you can cuss?
It's my show. My show.
TAZ
on the door.
You my damn junior, you little.
Yeah, whatever.
Green
hog. What you gonna do? Yeah. What you gonna do?
I'm just gonna whip your ass, but I gotta take my.
You ain't gonna do nothing here, Jew.
And I don't wanna get too excited and go to jail.
It look bad for the
whole young punk.
Choking his guess out.
Why are you gonna do that?
Maybe because my hand just can fit around your neck.
You ain't nothing but a punk.
You don't understand what I'm trying to say to you.
I heard
you better go and get out wet.
You
better go and get away. You better go and get away. You better go and get. Oh, get off of me. Old man, how you like that? You want to take that? You like that, don't you? I gotta hit you in your head, nigga.
The thoughts and the action.
We back. Granny drinking plum smart like granddaughter. Y'all hooked on that, ain't ya?
You've got to be regular, baby. Regular.
Gotta go.
Yeah. When you get my age, you're going to be smart, too.
Need something to push it on out. A little help.
Just a little
sister. Granny, so you heard Bigger the Blacker get beat down. And by me, I'm sorry, but your fiance,
you know, was,
am I correct to say he's your fiance?
That was heavy on my heart. That was heavy on my heart because, you know, sometimes it's like when your children fighting. When your children fighting, you just can't take sides. You just
well, he thought I was Dirk over here.
Well, he was surprised to say the least. So, but I hope that y'all got that behind y'all.
Yeah, we did because he's going to be on the show, but I'm not going to interview him. Rolanda 700 is.
Yeah, you told me that. Told
it'll
me
be
that.
A kinder interview. But are y'all still engaged? I remember on my show, right here on my show, he gave you a ring.
Well, and you know, I'm just gonna say that when I see him, that we gonna work some things out and. It's either gonna be real soon.
Gonna be real soon.
I know that I'm a little of an age, but that just don't mean I'm just gonna be left up on the shelf. So it's either gonna be or it ain't gonna be. So you know what, baby? Why don't you ask me that tomorrow after I have time to talk to him a little bit? Just. Because I really
we'll be
I care
able
for
to.
Boy.
We'll be in the green
the
room.
Man. I mean, I care for the man.
We'll be in the green room eating them greens that you was eating, and listening to you and Bigger talk out here in studio.
Oh, we not gonna be private.
No, this is gonna be for the show, Granny, on ATAZP.
You know, you might
Blog
have
Talk
to,
Radio.
You might have to start sending me a check. I don't have no private moments. You put me on the spot. If y'all go be married, is that your fiance? And I told you, I just need to talk to him. Let me just talk to him in private. And you just ignored that word. Is private still a word? I know private means some other things, like some other places. But is that still a word these days?
Yeah, Granny, but this is a reality.
Could I talk to him on the low? Is that something?
Granny, this is reality radio, and I'm trying to do it big time because y'all are very interesting couple. You understand?
Okay, well, then I need to take me a plate home or something.
A plate home from the green room?
Child.
I need a check. You demanded a lot of things, Granny.
That was almost like being in Luby's. Y'all got Luby's down there?
Yeah, no, we got, I know what they eat. Ooh. The cafeteria, right?
The cafeteria, yeah. Luby's.
So, what a Bigger the Blacker just actually says that he, because he gave me the impression that he wants you now. And he wants you to be his companion for life. Where y'all gonna hop the broom like Kizzy and Chicken Droids. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, we can step over the broom. I don't know if Granny gonna hop, but we gonna. Like I said, it's tomorrow is gonna be the day. It's gonna make it or break it. And 2010 is coming really quick. It's quickly approaching. It's coming fast. So
hopefully.
We're going to have to do something. Because, you know, I would love to just spend Thanksgiving with my husband. You know, I ain't seen my husband in a while.
So what would
ain't
you do?
Ain't nothing like waking up on a Thanksgiving morning with your husband.
Preach.
Oh, that's a fabulous feeling.
Hey, what's it like, Granny? Because
I wouldn't know.
I ain't married to no husband. So what's it like, Granny?
Okay, it's just something special. It's special. You know, you're giving thanks, and it takes you all the way back to the garden. You know, the Adam, the Eve, and you know, you toss in that apple with the apple pie, and you get a little good stuff with a little naughty stuff, and it's just thanks. It's just, gotta give thanks. It's just a wonderful morning, and it, you know, it don't have to be a husband. So if you ain't really married. No, when you think about things deeply,
meditate
on it. If you ain't never meditated on on your companion, your lifelong mate, and what
right,
it means
right.
on Thanksgiving morn. What you need to do, Taz, is on November 24th. That's the same thing.
Okay.
24th. You know, sometimes I do them PHs and my teeth wobble. So I try to stay
wobble.
Away from so.
Granny said wobble. I ain't never heard teeth wobble.
Look
I guess she got ditches.
You know
she got ditches.
Okay. So just on the 24th, I'm gonna call you because I need you to think on that,
uh-huh.
and you will be surprised how wonderful it will be when you wake up next to your pretty missus
uh-huh.
on the 25th and give thanks.
Give thanks.
So I'm hoping that maybe I can do that because
I might plan on giving a little bit more than thanks.
I hear you, child. I hear you. But because if it ain't gonna happen. That I'm going to be giving thanks
uh-huh.
in a proper way,
uh-huh.
then that means the Christmas party is going to be on. So
uh-huh.
it's you know one way or the other.
So Blocker is in the green room, I'm told right now, and he's listening to you talk. So
I hope he's listening well. That's all. Because this would save a whole lot of time. Because if he really listening, we ain't got to repeat all of this again. The 24th November, 2009.
Well, Granny, Mabela, Miss Mabela Jean, Hoffa.
Well, I mean, you know, you could call me Grandma Mabela Jean Hoffa.
See, you got so many titles.
But you just, it's just a respect thing.
I said Miss Mabela Jean.
So, and see, that's a problem, because Miss Mabel Jean don't work for Thanksgiving either. It's got to be something else.
Like Mrs.
Mrs.
Mrs. Mabel Jean Blacker.
Mabel Jean
Blacker.
MHB. Mabel Jean Hopper Blacker. I'm going to get that.
Hopper, yeah.
I'm going to get that sonogram on my tiles.
Okay. Sonogram?
Yeah, you got to stitch them little letters.
Okay. You know about that, but you call this thing a typewriter over here. Okay.
Well, you know, the rich folk that I used to work for back in the early, they always had them letters. Yeah.
Well, we
get. Granny know a little bit of something.
I love you, Granny. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, baby. And I love you, too. And I just love this PAV thing. This is just fabulous.
What's going to happen, Granny, in a minute? You're going to be coming out here talking to Blacker after your granddaughter talks. To Blacker first. We're going to cut away and play
Bye.
Play another.
Can they see me if I wave?
Granny, they know you waving now because you're telling them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she waving.
But I can't see them if they're waving back.
Huh? No, okay. You ain't going to be able to know that.
All right.
This radio.
Can they call?
They could, but we pre-recorded.
Oh, Lord.
Praise God. You're going to hear a couple of musical tunes from the previous house parties and probably a jam that we did and recorded while we were here at the house party.
And we're back with ATAZP live on Blog Talk Radio, and as you can tell, this is Rolanda 700. My grandmother is being escorted to the other room at the moment, and I'm here as your host for the next few moments. And with us here, we have the one, the only, the bigger, the blacker.
What's up? How you doing, little Roro? That's what Granny tells me they call you.
She said to call me little Roro.
Well, you know, you ain't that old. You're not older than me.
Well,
so she called you little Ro-Ro. I figured I could, too. I'll just call you Rolanda 700.
Well, you can call me Ro, or you can call me Ro-Ro, or you can call me all seven. but I think just for all practical purposes, we should leave the little part off. But tell me, Blacker, what's been going on?
Nothing much. Just chilling at Club Indigo, doing my thing, you know.
DJing and MCing. About time you and Taze come up there and perform again, you know. But other than that, everything got to be going on good.
Yeah, that's a nice little spot, that Indigo with those floors. You know what?
Yes,
ma'am. There are a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about, and I'm going to have to narrow it down. So on my personal agenda, I just want to check in and see just what's up with your life and my granny and that kind of thing. And then I do want to just make sure that you were okay after the little incident you had with your head. And
oh, we ain't going to talk about that. We ain't going to talk about that, Taze. Me and him had some words, but we done straightened that all out.
Words?
You know, just...
Words?
Some man thing.
What? What kind of words are those?
You understand. Okay. I ain't trying to talk about that.
Okay. So tell me more about you and my granny. And I'm trying to keep this professional and all of that. So don't go off chart here.
All I'm going to say is I love your granny very much. Think about it all the time. And we just ain't got over that hump we ain't did to do yet. I gave a ring and be damned, a woman ain't never called me that much, you know, and make me feel like she don't want me.
Well, did you call her?
Oh, you know, I called it her, all right. I called it a couple of times on that cellular phone. And,
oh, that's the problem. You cannot call her on the cell phone. She doesn't use it.
With my cell phone, I called the house.
Oh.
On my cellular phone.
Okay. Look, well, she didn't mention it, but we don't talk that much about it. I'm just concerned, so.
I love her. I love her, Rowan.
Yeah.
I
well,
just,
what you going to do about it, Blacker?
I might need to think about the 24. That's what she said. I need to think about 24.
That might be good.
November 24. I need to be thinking about that. When in the middle of eating greens, I almost choked, she said that.
You had some of them greens too, Black?
Oh, yeah. They're on fire. On fire.
Okay. Well, have you thought about what you're going to say to her? Because, you know, maybe she's listening to you now.
Well, maybe
that's the problem. You got to speed it up.
I'm trying to gather my words, John. Make sure I say the right thing.
Okay. That's why you need to practice.
Maybelline Jean Harper, listen. The 24th, I want you by my side too. And I want to be your husband if you have me.
I should have some music queued up for this. This needs a little violin in the background.
What you trying to say, Ro-Ro?
To give it a whole romantic feel.
Well, I'm just saying.
Because we did have some extra effects. Maybe they went through good.
Ro, what I'm trying to say is I love your granny and I need her right now in my life. So the 24th sound like a winner to me.
Okay, well.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All that.
Well.
And there was chicken back there in that green room, too.
You heard it here first. November 24th. Would that be 2009?
She did say this year. She didn't say 2010.
You heard it here first. So now I guess it's just a matter of finding out if the two of them can agree on the same date at the same time together. So, Blacker?
Yes.
We might have to bring you back out a little later so that you and my grandmother can just sit down and work this thing out. It would be wonderful for y'all to finalize everything right here on ATAZP.
Yeah, it would be cool. Tay said he know a guy that can marry a Swift Smooth, I think his name is, or somebody that Tay say he stutter, or some kind of stuff.
I tell you what, though, if you pay him enough money, he won't stutter. He can get the words, he can get to I do quicker than I don't. Oh, you just faint. Now, if you don't hit him up right, he might not get through too fast.
It don't matter. I wait as long as it takes to man be so granny.
Aw, isn't that sweet? Okay, Blacker. Well, then, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, hopefully, my granny will be situated and TAZ will be back in the house. But until then, ATAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back again. This is TAZ, ATAZP Live Blog Talk Radio. I got Mabel LeJean in the studio along with Bigger the Blacker. Y'all go on to talk. I'm getting some of these greens.
Thank you, Dave.
Oh, Lord, I didn't got all nervous.
Why are you nervous, Granny?
Blacker.
Yes,
listen,
Granny.
Listen, I said I want to ask you some questions, and I kind of want to do it in a quiet, private setting. But
this is quiet, Granny. It ain't private, though.
I know that you heard me back in that.
Oh, yeah, I heard you. The 24.
So, I just need to understand some things. Now, do you know what forever means?
That means to death do us part.
Because for some of us, we can make death come quicker. So I need to make sure that you
what
understand.
What you trying to say, Grant?
This is a precious part of my heart, Blacker.
Come on, Granny, you know I love you. I've been you.
If I turn myself over to you, I needed to be forever, however long, forever.
I'm talking forever, Granny. I gave you a ring. Where my ring at, Granny?
Baby, we'll talk about that in a minute. But
that's going to be personal, then.
Because my granddaughter asked me, she's like, Grandma, is you sure he loves you?
Wait a minute. What'd you say, Granny? I love you from the bottom of my blacker feet to the top of my blacker head.
Okay, so you got something you want to ask me?
Both heads. I want to know, Granny, do you want to be my wife? You want to hop the hickory stick with me?
I can cross over it, but you not gonna get down on my knee. Your granny's old fashioned. You just yelled it out like you was at a football game or something.
Granny, the joy in my heart make me yell it out. And my knees are bad, Granny. I'm old. I can't get down. Because if I get down, I ain't going to be able to get back up.
Blacker.
And you understand about being old up in this piece.
Blacker,
my heart is filled with joy, Granny. That's why I'm yelling.
I love you too, Blacker.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we come do this only really? 24.
Give me a kiss, Granny.
Wait, that's just too much, baby. Come on, wait, because we need to save a little bit for Thanksgiving Eve so we can give thanks.
So when you want to set the date, on the 23rd?
Thanksgiving Eve, baby. So I was trying to tell Taz about how fabulous it is for Thanksgiving. I think you heard that part.
I heard that part when I was dipping in the green.
So we can do this on the 20th. That's enough time. That's enough time because, you know, we older. We could get things together in about a week.
Because we ain't got many friends.
What do you want, Blacker? What do you want, baby?
I want what you want. I want to make you happy, Granny.
Okay.
That's all I want to do, make you happy.
Okay.
I've been talking about you to my boys at Club Indigo. Rollo asked about you, and Leroy, they asked about you, asked me when I'm going to marry you and things.
Okay, baby, don't put too much of in mind right now.
I never had a date. Now I know. November 24th.
Okay. Now I just
Thanksgiving Eve.
I can't even talk. I'm just overwhelmed. But, baby, could you?
You need me to rub something, Granny?
No, not till 24th, baby, not till 24th. But okay, all right. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing here with this microphone thing. And where is that TAZ at?
He said he went back to eat some greens, so I figured he ain't coming back.
All right. Well, then, what's that stuff he's saying? Something about. Welcome back, but we're not coming back. This is ATAZP Live on
Blogger Radio.
I think that's Blog Talk, Granny.
Well, baby, you do it. You do it. You do it for Granny. If you love me, do it for me.
I'm the DJ at Club Indigo. I'll do it. Yes, sir, right away. This is ATACP. They say it's live on Blog Talk Radio with your host, TAZ, who's in the back, stuffing his face with some green.
Ooh. Yeah, we have Rolanda 700 from Akron, Ohio. Hey.
I guess if I change the number, it makes it kind of hard. So
it may be a little hard.